You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
Yes, basically the legal teams put three possibilities in front of Judge Kelly. The one for Mr. Zuma said, postpone the case to another date while we go to Concord to take the order that the private prosecution is not valid to take that to Concord. The teams for Mr. Downer and Ms. Morn gave two other possibilities in the light of Mr. Zuma losing cases in the SCA and Concord. They said, one, the case is dead. Strike it off the roll. And then the third option is take it off the roll now. And if Mr. Zuma wins at Concord, we, Mr. Downer and Ms. Morn, will come back and stand in the dock once more. And that is the option that the judge went with.
So who was in court today? And of course, what was the reaction to the judgment?
Well, because it stems from a holding date, while all these all these applications for leave to appeal were still pending, Mr. Zuma, Mr. Downer and Ms. Morn did not need to be at court. There were some supporters of MK Party. One of the leaders in the Pietermaritzburg area of MK Party said after the ruling that they welcome the ruling and that they hope Mr. Zuma wins at Concord.
And that, of course, I would imagine, Dries, is the way forward for Mr. Zuma.
Yes, this is his very last option, because there were two orders that Mr. Downer and Ms. Morn got against the private prosecution. The one was in June of last year, saying that the private prosecution is not valid. And then when the private prosecution date came up and Mr. Zuma's legal team said, no, we filed for leave to appeal against that order, you must come back to the dock. Then they went and they got an interdict that the first order must be enforced. Now, on that order, Mr. Zuma has used up all his possibilities to the Supreme Court of Appeal and to Concord. The only option that is left open for him now is the order that that the private prosecution is not valid. He can take that to Concord, and that's his last chance.
And of course, all of this around the arms deal case in which Advocate Billy Downer is a prosecutor. So where are we with that? Because it's so difficult to keep, a track of all the moving parts around this case, Dries.
Yes, it becomes quite complex. Judge Nkosinathi Qili, he's hearing the arms deal case as well. That arms deal case, after Judge Piet Koen withdrew from the case, it had to start fresh. It started with another application by Mr. Zuma's legal team that Mr. Downer must be taken off the case. Judge Tilly earlier this year made a ruling that he is dismissing that application. He did not give any reasons. He said he would give his reasons at the end of the trial. And that case is due in May, to come back to court in May.
So that's where we'll leave it for now. Dries, thanks so much for that update. Our reporter Dries Liebenberg following that court case for us. That was, of course, in the High Court in Pietermaritzburg. And that court has struck off the roll former President Jacob Zuma's case to privately prosecute Advocate Billy Downer and journalist Karen Warren.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.